Sound recording technologies have evolved since the first recording device was patented in 1857. 20 years into the 20th century, recordings were still made with analog mechanisms. They typically used a large cone to channel air pressure inside the device, where a diaphragm moved a stylus that carved sound waves onto a roll of coated paper or soft metal. Only a segment of the audible sound spectrum can be heard in early recordings. Bass tones had to be minimized because they required wide cuts that reduced playtime on a record to 5 minutes per side. To compensate, manufacturers boosted treble levels. The sound quality was low fidelity, meaning lower than our contemporary standards. The limitations of early receivers, the deterioration of phonograph records, and countless other factors made early recordings low fidelity. This gives them their old-timey sound. The technology of the day even influenced how people performed speech for radio and screen. I'm talking about the once popular speech pattern known as the Mid-Atlantic accent. To speak this way, you use clipped nasal articulations. This highlights treble sounds and denunciates individual words. Here are some examples. In the Mid-Atlantic accent, you pronounce day and Monday as di, as in did, and testimony becomes testimony. This accent wasn't vernacular in the U.S. It was employed for public speaking and performance. FDR spoke this way in his public addresses. After World War II, amplifiers were used to boost bass and reduce treble. So sound quality changed, the accent fell away, and the dated sound of old media became a thing of the past. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.